This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Consignment Heroes, heard Sunday afternoons at 1 on Zoomer Radio. How to sell your stuff. How to get rid of stuff. Kenny and his son Bogart from Storage Wars Canada are about to unlock the secrets to stuff on Zoomer Radio. What sort of value do they put on your stuff? That depends on how well you sell it, as we begin taking your calls on Consignment Heroes, the one-hour phone-in show all about stuff.
Good morning and welcome to Consignment Heroes. We are here live down here at the Zoomerplex on a Sunday. This is a beautiful Sunday. This show is about stuff. Your stuff, our stuff, everywhere stuff. We are the Consignment Heroes. I'm here with my dad, Paul Kenny. Not my Paul Kenny. I'm here with my dad, Paul Kenny, and I'm Bogart Kenny, and we are doing a show about consignment. This is Consignment Heroes. We will go over what consignment means, how you can be involved in what consignment is. If you're new to the show, there's a lot of information to come out. So get a pen, get a paper, make sure they both work because there will be phone numbers, there will be prices, there will be things to write down that you may need to know for the future. But if you do want to contact us right now, we are live for about the next hour. And to reach us is 416-360-0740. Again, that is 416-360-0740. The toll-free number is 1-866-740-4740. We have a lot of other numbers, a lot of other information coming later in the show. So make sure you, if you haven't got that pen and paper, make sure you do get them.
Good. Now, did you not read the list. Read that later?
No. We can read that.
Well, I want to give a little bit about past and future right now. This weekend, I want to give kudos out for Victor. I was at the poker tournament at the Universal Banquet Center on Friday night. Victor Sen sponsors it. It's something how he gives back to the community. And it was a great time. I met a lot of old friends. The Universal puts on, the food was great. The booze was great, I heard. I didn't drink any. And the atmosphere was great. And they raised a lot of money for the Meta Center, which Vic already gives money to them anyway. But it was just one of those things. And when someone does nice, some gives back to the community, I think they should be acknowledged. Okay, it's a first-class event all the way through. I did not win, but I win some money, but I did not win the tournament. In fact, Victor Sen is the one who knocked me out of the tournament. I don't take it personally, but that's what happened on Friday night. So again, that was great. The Universal Banquet Hall, and they have another one again, I think, 6 months from now. I know you're looking strange, but it's nice when people do stuff for the community. They have lots of money, and they give it back, okay? Now, the other thing is the Zoomer Show next week. We're going to be live at the Zoomer Show. You know this, eh? We're going to be doing our show from the Zoomer Show at the Enercare Center, which is at the CNE. And we'll have tickets to give away during the week. You can come up to our store. We'll also have a contest while we're there. It's going to be about 25,000 people. There's going to be things on cannabis. There's going to be stuff on a lot of stuff, just anything to do with the Zoomers, okay? This is what it's going to be. There's going to be guests. It's going to be full. Like, you have to come and be prepared to enjoy yourself all day. It's Saturday and Sunday. We're going to be there on Sunday. We're going to be there Saturday just giving out information. But on Sunday, we're going to be doing our show live. You're going to see the thought processes, how brilliant we are, me and you, at the Zoomer Show.
They're going to see the thought processes.
Well, they're going to see. They're going to realize that we're real. We're not just computer-generated stuff, okay? Mm. We actually know what we're doing. But
don't
this is a Zoomer show.
That,
no, but there's going to be other people who are on Zoomer Radio here, not just us. I mean, I'm touting us. But we're going to be there 11 till 12 on the Sunday doing our show live from the Zoomer show, which is, I think this is the 13th or 13th annual show. So it's been going on for a while. Anything, if you're a Zoomer, you should be down there. There's either things you're going to see that you're going to like. You might want to buy something. You'll be able to find out from us if you're thinking about downsizing. Anything to do with Zoomers is at this show. Okay. It's a big building. I think it's like 20,000 square feet or something. I don't know how big. It's bigger
that's
than
not,
we are.
It's not that big.
What? That's big.
20,000 square feet?
It's bigger than my house.
Okay.
Okay. But I just want to say, we'll be talking about that during the show, but if you want to come down and meet us, I mean, if we're talking on the radio, you can't come up and tap us on the shoulder and say, hey, we don't want to talk to you right then. But you'll be able to talk to us after the show, maybe during the show. We'll be doing appraisals at the show. We'll also be buying gold and silver, buying little stuff. I don't want someone bringing in a piano and wanting to sell it to us. If you've got something small, if you've got gold, silver, coins, costume jewelry, jewelry, or anything like that, we can help you out at the show. If you're thinking about doing downsizing your whole house, we can set up things for you that way. Okay?
Okay. But if you do want to call in now...
Yes.
It's different type of content. Like we have everything else. If you do have piano, we can talk about it over the phone. We're not gonna come show up to your house and talk about pianos. That's not a good idea because those things to move are basically impossible.
Yeah.
I'm convinced that every piano in every house, they built the house around the piano. There's just no way. Sometimes the doorway doesn't even fit how you'd roll a piano in the room. It doesn't make any sense.
You can take them apart.
You would think so. But then you try to look for a bolt and never mind. Pianos are just not a good idea. If you want to call in right now, we are live taking phone calls all about stuff. We're talking about jewelry, dishes, china, old coins, fishing gear, stamps, video games, old toys, sports cards, comic books, old lamps, sewing machines, music equipment, cars, lawn furniture, anything. Like, it's not just what I said. It could be what you were thinking about. What do you have in front of you? What you have in your, what do you call it, curio cabinet?
Whatever. Curio. You have curios in your curio cabinet.
Okay, so if you have a curio or the cabinet, we're interested in all. So if you don't want to contact us right now, the number to reach us is 416-360-0740. Again, that is 416-360-0740. The toll-free number is 1-866-740-4740.
You know, we have a whole hour. You could have said, say it a little slower.
No. I got 10 more times to say it.
Okay.
Don't worry. People now, get it.
So I had a call this week. We had a good week. Okay? We had a good week.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a call this week from a lady who had, she's calling me up and she says, I have to move some books and I want to clean out my garage. And I said, well, are you selling the house? No, we're about to sell the house. But I'm a little bit, I can't really do it yet because I have to buy a house she wants to get another place to live. And I asked her, so I says, well, what is your agent doing? Oh, he's going to list the house for me. And I said, well, they're not helping you clean it out.
The house have already been listed at that point?
No, they're supposed to. But the point here is that some agents just put the shingle up and say it's for sale, and then they go off and try and find another place to sell. Like I said, they're not, we just did a house. I'm going to say this. I should say, what did this agent do for them? Nothing. They just put up the shingle. So we just sold a house where we prepared the house for sale. We sold the items that they didn't want in the house. We sold her house. We got her another place to live. Okay. We got her the moving supplies. The only thing she wanted to do herself was pack it. We would have packed it. And then we moved her. We did everything from the day she wanted to sell the house right down to putting her in the new house. We didn't unpack her stuff. No, she wanted to unpack her stuff because she packed it. But I'm saying we do everything. And when I say that, there's a lot of times I'll go on a call and they'll say, well, okay, we want to do this. And do you do this? I says, what part of everything don't you understand? We take care of everything. We sell everything we're supposed to sell. We dispose of what has to be disposed. We recycle what has to be recycled. I know the board's full. I will go into another story. Okay, go to the board.
Okay, well, speaking of selling houses and buying houses, we should go to Rick.
Right away?
We should go to Rick right away because we're talking about houses right now.
Okay, I was going to talk about that later, but okay. Go to Rick.
Hey, Rick.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good,
fantastic.
Good.
Fantastic.
I have to say I had a lot of fun being on your show last week. Had a good time all around.
Good.
And look forward to doing it again. I'm looking forward to next week and meeting up with you guys at the Zoomer show.
Okay.
And meeting some of your listeners. I'm really looking forward to that. I'm excited about that. And, yes, talking about houses, I still want to let people know that There's still time to take advantage of this amazing opportunity that we have in Guildwood.
Okay.
The property is 37 Bourneville Drive. It's an absolutely pretty, pretty house with loads of curb appeal and lots of charm. It's a three-bedroom, three-level backsplit.
Is it? It's detached, right?
Pardon me?
It's detached, right?
It's a completely detached home with a garage.
Okay, okay.
You know, which, and you know what? It is priced right. And not only do we sell houses, but we do buy houses for people as well. So if people need help buying this, we arrange the mortgage. We arrange mortgages for people who have a difficult time, perhaps even getting mortgages. You know, we help out people with no credit, bruised credit, bad credit, or people that are just struggling to show their income because maybe they're self-employed. This is a perfect house for either a first-time buyer, an investor, or possibly even a downsizer that wants to move from a much larger home to a good-sized house, but maybe they just want to move out of their big, big home. And then, Paul, we can take care of that for them as well.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So, you know, you're absolutely right. We do it all. From the minute we meet you till we're done, we take care of everything. And as one of my clients said, they want the experience to be hands-free on their part, and we make it so.
Yeah, and there's no condo fees on this house, right? That's what I can't.
Right.
There's a lot of people move to a condo, and I know we sell condos as well, but sometimes the fees they charge is a whole lot. You just want to be able to buy the house, know what your payments are, or buy it outright, and not have to pay any more money.
That's right.
Yep,
that's
and this right. one here, if 5 years down the road, you could, if you wanted to replace it, you can replace the house because it's a detached house, right?
Absolutely. You can do anything you want with it. You can reno it. You could replace it. It's an excellent investment because we all know real estate does nothing but keep going up, 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 up. And, you know, we keep hearing from the media how, oh, you know, the average price of a home is so high and no one can afford a home anymore. Well, that's not true in this case. We can put them in this home. So if anyone's listening, if they have family, friends, kids, grandkids who are looking to buy a piece of property, this is the one. It's in the heart of Guildwood, a really nice place to live, near shops, restaurants, schools, a really pretty, pretty house on a beautifully manicured and landscaped property.
How far from the lake is it?
Oh, no time at all. Time at all. In fact, you know, it's so close you can actually walk there. You can walk. It's like a 5-10 minute walk to the subway, to the GO station, the Guildwood GO station. So people, if you work downtown, you have transit nearby. Everything's right there.
So this would be a perfect Christmas gift to give one of your grandkids. Is that what you're saying?
For one of your grandkids, or for yourself? Yeah.
For yourself. Okay. I'm saying we do everything. A lot of people don't appreciate what sometimes we do. We take the stress out. Cause I was talking to a lady and she said her agent wants just to list the house and they're not doing anything else. They're not helping with cleaning it out, getting it ready for sale. They're not helping with her. She wanted to find another spot. And I actually asked her point blank, well, isn't your agent helping you with that? She says, no. Now I says, no, this is what you want to take the whole stress out of doing this. You don't want to be moving, finding a new place without any help in this world. You know what I mean?
Of course, of course. And it can be overwhelming, especially if you haven't done such a thing for 30, 40, 50 years.
Yeah.
People just are so overwhelmed. They don't know what to do first. And even when it comes down to the timing of the move so that everything gets moved properly or sold or disposed of. Because when we walk through the house, we're not just appraising the home, but we're also looking at things we can do to increase the value of the home and help them to decide what to do with the contents of the home.
That's decluttering. Like I say, those as we get older, and I'm getting older, those 50-pound boxes are getting heavier. I don't know how they do it, but they're just not as easy to lift as they used to be. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So I know you're out there now. Give me your phone number. So in case, but it's on the sign, but give me your phone number right now. In case someone wants to go and take a look at this today, you'll be able to tell. Okay. What's the number?
Always available. Yes. So it's Rick DeBacco, Royal LePage Real Estate Professionals at 416-258-3972. You can call anytime. They can come out and meet me next week when we're at the show.
Well, hopefully we'll have the house gone by then. Okay.
I
will talk
for other reasons as well, not just for this home.
So you're going to be at the Zoomer show. We're going to be at the Zoomer show. We're going to have fun next week. And if anyone has any questions, save them for next week. Don't sell up. I say a lot of people don't realize that we can do, from the minute they decide they want to sell their house to getting sold, we take care of everything. I mean everything.
That's right.
And I mean
everything.
They ask that question, do you do this? Yes, we do. Okay? We do everything, except for provide everything. You the money for your next house. Okay. Thanks, Rick. And I'm going to see you next week, and we'll have some fun there.
Right. Looking forward to it.
Thanks.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Thanks. So, you want to sell your house? You know where to go.
Yeah.
You know who to contact.
I know.
That simple. Not you.
No, I know.
I know you know. You're the one selling it.
Oh, you mean you're talking to the people out there.
The
okay.
People. The people. Okay, let's get to some phone calls. Let's go to Kathy in Kinmount. Hey, Kathy.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What do you got for us?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what do you got for us today?
Oh, well, I've been spending a lot of time this summer sorting and decluttering, as they say. I have one of the things, I have a set of encyclopedias that was given to me by my aunt years ago. It's 9th edition, 1892. They're in pretty good condition. I just don't know if there's any.
They weigh a lot. Their decorators buy them if they've got really nice spines and leather bound. Encyclopedias, we're going to drag you kicking and screaming into the 21st century. And we're going to call it the internet. Most people are using the internet instead of encyclopedias now.
Oh, I understand that.
I'm just kidding you. So, but nobody wants them. If I ask, Bogart, have you ever read an encyclopedia, even one page?
You don't just go through it for fun.
I used to when I was a kid.
Of course you did.
But on, have you ever even opened? I mean, gone to an encyclopedia and opened?
A lot of times.
Not, you haven't used the net? Okay. They still have some value, but 1892, the world's changed a lot. And some of the facts back then are no longer facts. Nostalgic-wise, it's kind of cool, but they don't sell. They weigh a lot, and people just use them as decorator stuff for the shelves.
Yeah.
When they want to put a library in there and they want to fill up 4 or 5 running feet, that's what they'll do. If you're decluttering, are you decluttering? You're going, like you say you spent all summer. You're done, spent all summer on something we could do in 1 week.
Oh, well, but I don't live in Toronto. I live up north, as we say.
How far?
Up by Halliburton Highlands.
We go up there. Like, when I say we do everything, we do everything. But okay.
Well, I'd be embarrassed.
Pardon?
I'd be embarrassed for you to see all this stuff.
I know something that makes me mad. I'm going to say this because I really dislike it when, I shouldn't say dislike it, but it's like, I want to be there when you first decide to do it, because some people throw out stuff they shouldn't be throwing out.
Yeah,
and I've seen everything. We are professionals. We've seen everything. I make fine money and stuff that people want, they've thrown out. I find money in stuff that other so-called downsizers have thrown out. Oh, there's no value here. It's $900. Last week on this one house, lucky I showed up, because in the back of their van, they had put 8 boxes of toys from the 80s. They said,
oh my God,
nobody wants this. I got them $800 for these boxes. Okay. And I probably could have gone a little bit more, but there was a lot of used and I was trying to do it fast for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But $800 on something they were about to throw out. And this is where, if I had a nickel for every time someone asked, do you sell this? I'd be very, very rich, okay? Because, or they say, you don't sell this. Or they tell me, you don't buy this, do you? And I say, yeah, we take care of everything. It can either be recycled. It can be, some things actually have to go to the dump sometimes. But we make as little as possible goes to the dump. When we start on a house, we're like a butcher. When a butcher's done with a cow, there's nothing left of the cow, okay? Everything's gone. We start on your house, we declutter it, we take what can be sold, we get sold. What has to be, whatever you want to keep, you get to keep. It's your stuff. Whatever has to be scrapped, we scrap the metals. A lot of times they throw out metal into the garbage, like even silver plate and stuff like this. And if a final resort is something that has to go into the landfill, okay? But we actually try and do our best to sell what we can and get you as much money as we can, because the more you make, guess what? The more we make. So it's kind of greedy on my part.
Well, no, that's true, but it's a win-win.
It's a win-win. And I try and get that. But a lot of people call me in halfway through the process and they've already thrown this out, or Cousin Mabel has told them something has got no value. I had two ladies in my place yesterday, and they're very nice. I'm going to call them Mary and Mark. And well, they're both, I think they were neighbors, they're very good friends. One person has a set of dishes, and I says, well, they're unused, pristine, great maker, made by Wedgwood. And I says, we might be able to get you $300 if we're very lucky for this. And she's kind of happy until her friend, this is the competition part, gives me one cup and saucer. And I says, I can think I can maybe get you between $200 and $400 for this one cup and saucer. Well, now, the other person had 36 pieces of china worth maybe $300, and it's going to be hard to sell. Plus, the cup and saucer will sell right away. Okay?
Yeah.
So this is where... And a lot of people don't think about it. It's a thing that someone gave them. Sometimes, you know, if you bought something, you know what it cost you back in 1963. You know that you had to save up for a week to get it. You know that you were looking at it in the store. You probably visited it three times before you bought it. Okay? And then you finally bought it, and it was something you know exactly what you think that was worth from that time period. Then there's the other thing that someone just gave you as a Christmas present. You don't realize that they bought it at Tiffany's, okay? And it's worth $5,000 today because it was something they bought in 1963 for you, and you don't know the history of it, okay? And so that's why. And then people will sell that off. It's like that person who sold she had this $80,000 statue and she sold it for $5,000 because it was given to her. She didn't know, not given to her, but it was part of an estate. You know, she doesn't know what it was. And that's where we come in and we say yes. And there's sometimes you'll say something's garbage and I'll agree with you. Okay. But there's other times you're going to say, this is garbage. And I said, no, that's $500 worth of garbage.
Yeah.
And that's not $500 you have to pay like some of these junk places to pick it up and they charge you to take it away. We actually pay you for the stuff or get you money for it. It's what we do. And like I said, I know there are a lot of people that say they're embarrassed to have me over because it's how they've just stored it up and it's a lot of work. But I'd rather see it raw. I'd rather see it before someone's messed with it or cherry picked it or picked out the best piece and left everything else there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't cherry pick. We'll tell you. Our first half hour is free. And after that, I kind of give you guidance. I say, yes, we can do this for you. Or this is what this is going to cost. Or we can get this much money, you know. And we plan routes for places, for things to get rid of. And then we say, here's how long it's going to take you. We can have your house for sale in 1 week. Somebody will say, you can't do this in 1 week. I hate hearing that because we do get it done. Okay?
Yeah.
And we can have it. And then you're deciding, like I said with this other lady, then we can find out not only if you sell your house, it's a lot easier to buy another place or rent with that off your plate. Okay, but we help you buy another place or rent another place. We're there to take the stress out of moving. A lot of people have been in a place and they don't need their McMansion anymore. And some people's McMansions are 1,500 square feet and they just don't need all that space. Some people have got 5,000 square feet and it's all full of stuff. But like I said, I'd rather be there at the beginning before people start doing their own decluttering because we're professionals. Would you take out your own tooth? Would you do your own appendix? No. The board's full. Bogart's telling me to roll along, but that was my semi-rant for the day.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. Call me at my store, 905-737-4653. Okay? Thank you.
Okay. If you do want to call us right now in studio, the number to reach us is 416-360-0740. Again, that is 416-360-0740, the toll-free number. Is 1-866-740-4740. And more of your calls after the break.
The following is a paid program.
Your collection of old coins is worth exactly what someone is willing to pay for it. The highest paid prices for old silver coins and gold jewelry are at Toronto Gold, Silver, and Coins. So the only number you should have in your head is this one, 905-737-GOLD. Toronto Gold, Silver, and Coins buys and sells. So what does a bar of bullion go for these days? Wrong question. What's it going for right now? For up-to-the-minute prices, call 905-737-GOLD.
Watching Sam at work, you're reminded of mom's home cooking. Make it from scratch, never from a box. Mom would always say that. Having cabinets built by New Generation is a lot like that. Because when you love what you do as much as Sam does, and you're as good at it as Sam is, would you serve your family prefab? New Generation Kitchens and Bathrooms of Guelph. Made with love. From scratch. Call 519-836-8300 and meet Sam at his family-run factory.
Zoomer Hits, FM 96.7 in downtown Toronto.
Welcome back to Simon Heroes. We're here live down here at the Zoomer Pods, taking your phone calls all about stuff, your stuff, our stuff, everywhere, stuff. We're talking about anything. We're talking about coins, dishes, china, jewelry, gold, silver, stereo equipment, military medals, fishing gear, stamps, video games, old toys, cards, sports memorabilia. The list goes on.
It does go on, but you never read to the end of the list.
I don't have 15 minutes to read everything on the planet.
No,
there's a lot of items.
We're an information show.
Uh-huh.
You got someone else
there's too much information.
You got somewhere else to be or something?
Yeah, I do. I have calls to get to. If you do want to call in right now and talk about your stuff or our stuff or how to get your stuff gone or attain more stuff, this is that show. So if you do want to call in right now, it's 416-360-0740. The toll-free number is 1-866-740-4740. Let's go to the board. Let's go to Kathy in Toronto. Hey, Kathy.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to Simon Heroes.
Hi. Just had a question. I have downsized, and so I have a couple of boxes full of silver, like silver trays. I have a silver tea set that my mother had, but I don't know what to do with it, just kind of sitting around.
Well, leave it at the end of the driveway and someone will steal it. Okay. No, what we can do is we can actually, if it's silver plate, we buy it. If it's sterling, that's a perfect little segue. Sterling right now is around 56 cents a gram. If it's plate, you'll get between $1.50 and $3 per pound. Okay. Do not clean it. Just bring it in. If it's on copper, we'll pay more, but it's our recycling. What we're trying to do is get the silver off of it if it's silver plate. Now, if it's sterling, though, or 800 or 835, you'll get a lot more money. Go ahead.
I think you're mostly 935
is sterling.
Yeah, it's 925.
Oh, I know
the tea service, which is, about 5 or 6 pieces, that's 925 as well.
Okay. So if it's got a tilt kettle, now most of it's worth it as a silver. In some cases, if it happens to be a company like Tiffany or Christoph or Pufacat or some of the good silver makers, it will be still saleable as silver. Most of the kids don't want silver, okay? I've got teapots at home, I've never had tea in them. So but as silver, it's the weight. Whatever it weighs, if we're paying, we'll pay it off. The only thing is the handles usually will be made out of ebony or wood, and then we'll do that. But we just weigh it up. We'll check it to be silver in our store. And, I don't want you to go to these there's one of these places coming up this week. I'm going to just rant on this for a minute. These guys who go to the churches and the hotels, and they give you a flyer in the mail in 2 days only. They're going to my hometown of Etobicoke next week. And I guarantee that everything on this list, every single item on this list, we pay more than they do, okay? Because I actually hired someone away from one of these companies that goes around to these hotels and stuff, and he told me what they pay per gram on gold is $10 per gram on 10 carat. We pay $21.74.
Wow, that's misleading. Why are they paying $10?
That's what he said. That's where they pay $10. Because a lot of people, and this is why I go through this and I say, ask the questions. And this is why we go through every week, given the gold price and stuff. Ask the person, says, I got so many grams. It's such a carat. What is the number? A lot of places say you're 10 carat gold. They'll tell you it's 10 carat. And they'll say, oh, we're giving you $620. Well, you don't know that was 62 grams of 10 carat for 620, which sounds like a lot. But they should have been giving you $1,200 for the same. Well, we would pay $1,200 for the exact same thing, okay? So on your sterling, I think they're paying 30 cents a gram, and we're paying 56. They might be 35 now. But this is why I give out my number. If someone's at one of these places, they're going to Etobicoke next week, and they've got the flashy flyer with the watches and the toys and the cards. Like the card in the bottom corner in the Gordie Howe that I'm looking at right now, I don't know if I can see it on the film here, that's one of those just sold for $60,000. They'll gladly give you $1,000 for the $60,000 card. Okay? They've got other prices on here. And they say they pay the most. Just because someone says they pay the most doesn't mean they do. Okay? That's where the second opinion or the second appraisal comes in. And people are allowed to call me. I'll give my number right over the air right now. If you're at one of these places, and just ask me. I'm at 647-298-8989. If you're in one of these places, you can say, Paul, this guy's offered me this much for this much. Is it a good deal? And you can ask me. And we're not... The another thing about these places, they won't give you the price of what they're paying. And if you call them up, they say, oh, no, come on in. We'll give you the best price. No. Compare the prices. Know what you're doing on this, okay? But your sterling, back to your sterling, it's probably worth about 56 cents a gram. If someone pays you more, great, but know what you've got. Now, it might be, if it's a really good brand, I don't know, do you know who made your sterling tea set?
I can't remember. I know some of the plates are like EB somebody. I'm not sure.
Might be Burke's. Okay. If we can take a look at it. But
it would be Burke's for sure.
Yeah. Bring it into us. We'll take it. You don't have to sell it to us. We'll give you the appraisal right there, and we'll say, here's what this is worth. This is what we'll pay you for it. And we'll give you all the parameters. We'll say, here's what it weighs in grams. Here's what it is. Okay. But I forgot about this. The flyers, they gave one into my house this week of this flyer. And everything on here.
How dare they give it to your house? Do they know who you are? Do they know what you do with gold?
I know, but I'm looking at this and I says, all of these items, because I see they're called international. They sell on eBay. So I know the stuff that they buy and then they the stuff they'll sell at. Do not be fooled. If it's a good price, you can go back the next day, okay? Or they'll be back in town. But give someone, and not just me, most other legitimate dealers will always overpay more than these guys here do. What they want is they get you in there and they get 2-3 guys telling you that they're giving a good deal. I got a story, I know the board's there. A friend of mine goes in, he's got a Cartier watch. They offer him, I think, $1,000. Then they offer him $2,000. On his way out, they phoned him that night, and they offer him $5,000 because it had the box. Any time that someone gives you $1,000, then goes to $2,000 and raises the price, don't walk out of that store, run out of that store, or run out because you don't know when they're being honest. It was a $50,000 watch, okay? And he was going by the security guard at the front. He says, you know, you're guarding the wrong way. The crooks are inside here. They're not on the outside. You know, I don't know what the security's here for, you know, because they're not paying the right prices on this stuff. They're making this glossy flyer. Like the comics they have listed here, one of these comics here is worth approximately, one just sold for $3.2 million. Do you think they are going to pay you $3.2 million for an action number one? It ain't going to happen, okay? So this is where, but back to your stereos, your sterling system, you can bring it in. And we'll tell you the difference between the plate and the silver, and we can buy it from you or give you a price on it. Okay?
And same with gold, too. Like, I have a 14-karat gold watch from Burke's that doesn't work.
Don't fix it.
No, I know. They won't even fix it because it's old.
Right? Yeah. No,
I know it's, you know, a watch, a 14-karat gold watch is expensive.
Oh, yeah. No, but it's gold. We will take it apart. Tell you how much gold is in, or we'll give you an estimate ahead of time before we wreck your watch. Because once it's taken apart, we're not really good at putting them back together again.
What's your phone number again, or where do I go?
905-737-4653. Our store is at 10,341 Yonge Street. There's us, and we're next to another great big coin shop on the north side. We're on the south side of the wall. And you're welcome to go there and ask them what price they'll pay. We always beat them. We have an unfair advantage. We don't have their overhead. But you can come up, check the prices. Always get two opinions. Even I like one of them to be ours. And then the second part of this advice, take the higher amount. Okay?
Right. Okay.
Thank you very much for the call.
Okay, thank you for the info.
Bye.
Thanks. Let's go to Peter in Oshawa.
Hello.
Hey, Peter.
Yes, hi. I would like an assessment, please, for an older copy of the Epicurus.
Okay, this is Stump Paul Day. What is this again?
The Epicurean. It's written for Delmonico's restaurant.
Oh, okay.
It's a really old book. I just have it right here.
Is it a magazine or a book?
Oh, no, it's a large book. It's 11 inches by tall by... 8 inches wide by 3 1/4 inches thick. And it's a very old book, and it's hardback. The front says, in gold letters, embossed into the cover, is the Epicurum. And it's all, you know, very decorative. And it weighs about 7 pounds.
Wow.
I'll give you an idea.
I'm probably spelling it wrong, because, okay, one thing...
No, it's right on the cover. And I've looked it up.
No, you're not spelling it wrong. No. I'm spelling it wrong. No, sorry.
I'll spell it for you if you like.
Yeah, E-P-E-C-U-R...
No, this one is E-P-I-C.
Oh, I see.
U-R-E-A-N.
Wait a minute, I was spelling it wrong.
It is. C-T-H-E above that. T-H-E, the Epicurum.
Okay.
Yeah.
Epicurum. Okay. No. The thing about books, it's very hard on books. Books right now, it's like a lost art. I mean, I appreciate them. I love them. A lady yesterday gave me, I like magazines, she gave me a stack of magazines she was about to throw out from 1940s,
right.
All Photoplay, you know, the movie magazines, you know.
Yeah.
Like today's Us, but actually very much nicer. And, I'll get her some money. She's about to throw them out, but I said I'll probably get her about $50 to $100 for the stack. But
right.
Your books, the books are very tough. We sell them online, and we have an advantage over other people because what we do is we have the media rate because we ship out of the United States because it costs more to ship a book than sometimes they're worth.
They're worth, yeah.
And you're going to have to call me during the... If it's a good food book and something like this and has a following, but if it's a one-shot deal... It's just a coffee table book, you know?
Right.
And I'm looking online right now, and I cannot find it.
I went online, and there's dozens of them.
Well, then I'm spelling it wrong. I'm an idiot.
No.
They're
all modern, you know, colored backs, blue, green. This one is brown, embossed, and it's got a... the chef, by the way, of that restaurant is Raunhofer. And
okay.
The book is copyright 1920 by Rose Raunhofer.
Now, what is it selling for online then?
Online, this one's not in there. The ones that are online are about $39, $45, something like that.
I was going to say. And it'll cost $20 to ship them or $15 to ship them.
Yeah, but this one's unique. It's nowhere. I looked up there and it's nothing compared to those ones.
But you have to have the Epicurum collector. Who says,
yeah.
I've got the last 7. I need the first one.
Right.
And that's
right.
What's going to happen with this because the regular public are not buying books.
Oh,
and
no,
it's such a shame.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering what you think it would be worth if I found the right guy.
Probably, if you're selling the other ones at 70, it might be $100. If it's the first book, it might be $100.
Right, okay.
Okay?
That's all we need to do.
That's a guess on my part because I couldn't find it either. Sometimes I like to be right on this show, eh?
Oh.
Okay.
I listen to your show every week.
Thanks a lot.
Very
okay.
Entertaining. Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Books are tough. Have you ever read a book?
No, never in my life.
No, from beginning to end.
What
I'm
do you
not
mean
just
book.
Okay.
What's a book? I know internet. Internet, that's it. You know, right? Like that's the thing about millennials. All they know is internet. They've never read a book, they never read an encyclopedia. They've never experienced anything in their life because all they know is internet, right?
Go ahead.
This is the view that older generations have of younger people.
You're going to be a Zoomer soon.
You know.
You'll be a Zoomer.
I'm almost 3 years old. I have experienced things. I have read books. I have seen encyclopedias.
Okay.
I've been around the world. Okay. I know things.
Okay. Okay. Next call.
No, not next call. If you do want to call in, the number to reach us right now is 416 360
416-360-0740. Again, the number to reach us right now is 416-360-0740. The toll-free number is 1-866-740-4740. And more of your calls after the break.
Estates have a sentimental value and a real value. Which one do you think sells? An estate appraisal by Toronto Gold, Silver, and Coins is valued for the honesty and experience of Paul and Bogart, who always arrive with three options. They'll buy it from you, sell it for you, or tell you what the estate is worth. And their live online auction, held every month, is a great way to sell on consignment. Need an estate appraised? There's really only one choice. Call 905-737-GOLD.
Place over 100 vendors under one antique roof, all competing to give you the best deal. What do you think happens? The new Southworks Antiques in Cambridge, all 25,000 square feet, sat across the Grand River in Cambridge, selling antiques and nostalgia. The kind of neat stuff that has drawn Paul and Bogart here for more than 20 years. Passing through Cambridge? Stop by Southworks Antiques on Water Street and help yourself to free parking. You're going to be here a while. SouthworksAntiques.com. Let's make a deal.
Welcome back to Simon Heroes. We're here live down here at Zoomerplex, taking your phone calls all about stuff. Your stuff, our stuff, everywhere stuff. If you do want to reach us, if you missed our phone call, phone number, it's not coming again. Okay, fine, it's coming now. The number to reach us is 416-360-0740. But we said, get a pen, get a paper, make sure they both work. Write these down. It is 416-360-0740. The toll-free number is 1-866-740-4740. What?
I want to tell people we're going to be at the Zoomer Show again next week. We are. This is a big thing, this Zoomer Show thing. Okay.
Okay.
We're going to be doing it. We're going to be there live. We're doing free appraisals. We'll be buying gold and silver. It's on the same time this stupid people are in Etobicoke trying to buy your gold.
Same time.
Yeah.
So
you're
saying,
much better off going to us. I have free tickets. Someone wants to go to the Zoomer Show, we'll have free tickets in our store.
Well, do they have to pay to get into that?
No, they don't have to pay. This one, the money goes all the wrong way.
I don't know what that means. What's the wrong way?
You bring in your good stuff and they give you some money. Yeah. Like they've got bills here that, here's one. We just bought a 1935, like this bill right now, they're saying they're paying $800 and we just sold one for $4,500 for a customer, for a client.
That's besides the point of what someone would buy it for. The whole thing is, what we're trying to say is, if you are going to that show, listen, it might be two steps away from somebody's house and they want to go there, okay? Well, I'll never fault anybody for like going there and seeing what it's about. But if you're there and you're about to sell your gold, you're literally about to sell it.
Or your comics, or your comics, cards, or your toys.
Whatever they say they're going to buy.
Yeah.
Just call us and be like, hey, is this a good price? Or what would you give me? And I promise you, if we say, listen, they're offering you $500, we'll give you $800 right now. We'll lock in a price with you. No problem. We are sticking to that.
Yeah.
If you describe what it is, and we know what you're talking about, we'll give you a price and we'll stick to that. We're not trying to get you to walk away from you making money. We'll never do that.
No.
We're just saying we want you to make more money. Stop referencing that thing.
I just saw another thing. They're paying $600. We just sold one for $3,000 for a customer.
Yeah,
on exactly the same thing.
I know. You're getting angry, but I'm saying
because it makes me mad because someone will say, and then you'll come in at $600 and they say, oh, this is not as nice.
Okay,
we're only going to give you $500.
What would you buy it for?
We bought for $1,600.
Okay, so instead of getting what? Did they offer $600?
$600.
Okay, so we're essentially for that same item.
Exact same item.
You are giving $1,000 more.
$1,000.
$1,000 more.
Yeah.
So
that's triple the price that they are. Almost triple, because even when they go in, they have these prices. I know, yours is not mint. Oh, that's only for a mint copy. We'll only give you this much for it. Okay, go ahead.
Well, they're trying to talk you down to make you feel like your item isn't worth that much.
I'm just saying, my number, if they want to call me during the week, will be 9-647-298-8989. If you're ever in a spot and you want to know if you're getting the right price or the right questions to ask, you can call me. We are an information show, and I'm an information person.
I always reference it to something like this. Like, if you're going to sell something, you should get the top dollar. But there's certain things about precious metals that you need to know.
One is that there isn't much information about it. They're like, it's a weight for something, and it's a direct cost for that weight.
Yeah.
That is it. When you're talking about buying a car, you got to see if the, you know, the engine works, the gas pedals are intact, the suspension is there. There's so much things that you have to see what the value of the car is, right? It's simple. If you want to buy a mug, you make sure it's not cracked. That's what you do. You want to make sure that it holds whatever you're putting in it. So it's the same thing with gold, with silver, with comics. They have a direct correlation of the value.
Okay, I think which is more important, the gas pedal or the brake pedal? Go on to the next call.
Definitely.
I don't want you thinking too much about this
one. With the gas, technically you have an e-brake, and just go a little bit slower on the gas. Okay. Did you want to give the gold prices? Or we'll tease that for after.
Yeah, we'll do that right after.
We'll go to Wayne in Orangeville. Hey, Wayne.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Welcome to Consignment Heroes.
Thank you.
What do you
have? I've got an old Singer sewing machine that was passed down. It's electric. And yep. I just wondered if there's any value.
Okay. Is it one of the ones that comes in a little black box, weighs 22 pounds?
No.
They're called Singer Featherweights, and they will sell. We just sold one this weekend for $200. We buy them for $100, sell them for usually $2. They have to have the bobbins in them. Those are the best ones. They can sell, if you've got a swing arm on it, the 222 featherweight, they sell up to about 1,000. Now, the ones you have, if they're the ones on the machine, on a stand, those sell for about $50. They last forever. Singer made a great product, okay?
Right.
But if it breaks down, don't fix it, because you can buy one that's working for, say, we sell them in our auctions, we get $50, $75 for them in our auction. On the weight. But the one that is the best one, and people know this, they use them for making quilts, are they're in little black boxes about 12 inches by 8 by 10. And with the bobbin and working, they'll sell easily at $200.
Okay.
Okay. And that's called a featherweight because it weighs 22 pounds. I've never seen a featherweight 22 pounds, but a featherweight does. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, the one what I have is in a... a little cabinet with drawers.
Yep. Most people just take the machine out and use it as a table. It's got the cast iron legs on it, or is it wood?
No, it's wood.
Yeah, the cast iron leg ones sell for about $100 because people like that kind of a look.
Right.
And they'll just take the machine out and turn it into a hall table.
Okay.
Okay?
All righty.
Thank you very much for the call.
Thank you.
Let's go to Steven in Parkdale.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I know you're buying, but I'm just wondering about advice about buying those Tim Hortons hockey cards. Is that a good investment?
No. Okay. No.
No.
No, enjoy them. They're not an investment. Okay? They make millions of them. Think about this. Unless they run out of paper or ink, or they make a mistake, or there's some error or something in them. I love to. Hey, Tim Hortons is a Canadian icon. But the cards, they make alum. They're enjoyment. This is what cards in the beginning. Yeah. They're meant. The person, it's like paying, would you pay $10,000 for a Beanie Baby? No, you don't. It's not going to go up in price. I don't believe. But on the Tim Hortons, it's a good product. And think about it. How many Tim Hortons are within 2 miles of your house?
Probably a half dozen.
They all got Tim Hortons cards, right? So they're making a lot of these, right?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? This is where, if you're going to invest, buy a rookie Tim Horton card in nice shape, graded from 1952. That's your better bet if you want to invest in cards. And people do, but again, you have to buy them, make sure they're real, certified, and buy the best condition. Stuff in VG, like when something's got dog-eared and creased, it's not going to go up in price. Okay. Now, the Tim Hortons is a lot of fun, and this price some money if you get lucky with some of the cards, you can sell them. You know what I mean? But as an investment to hold on to, I wouldn't do it. I remember there was a lawyer in 1989, took his fees in baseball cards. They were selling at around $800 a case. So same cases today are $20. Was that a good investment as a lawyer?
Right.
You know what I mean? So, and he has to pay to store them all these years. So, yeah, no, that wouldn't be. Cards can be a good investment, but enjoy it. But what they've done is the cards are rare ones, like the Mickey Mantle's worth $3 million. Or there are people with them in their basements. You know, I guarantee they don't know they're there. They're the ones. So there are people with $1 million baseball cards in their basements in this city right now. I guarantee it. I haven't found them yet, but I have to go down to the basement and I'll find them. It won't be theirs. It'll be their grandfather's or something like that. But there are these cards out there, and they're in. There are a lot of them in Canada. Or, you know, those old little tea cards,
right,
that the hockey cards from 1911, a set of those will go for $20,000, $30,000 in nice shape. Okay.
And is anybody buying stamps anymore?
No. Okay, I shouldn't say it. If they're accumulated before, there are some. We have a stamp expert who found a $5,000 stamp for one of our clients, but generally not. There are no new stamp police collectors coming onto the market. Like I asked Bogart, he's never used a stamp and he's never used a rotary phone. And he does, you know what I mean?
I have used a rotary phone. Do you think I'm just like just born yesterday?
No, 30 years ago. So on stamps, there's no new stamp people coming in. Now we can sell them, but you'll get 5, 10. They're not going to go up in price, but they might go down in price. So you might sell them and put your money in the bank. And like the kids, the grandkids, your kids never complain about taking cash. If you give them a big stamp collection, they might say, "What the heck is this?" They'll say, "What are these?" But they never complain about taking cash. So, and that's why in some people with estate planning, if you're planning on stuff, turn into cash, put in a safety deposit box.
Even
you know what I mean?
Stamps from countries that haven't ceased to exist anymore.
Yeah, but it's a case of it's got to be pre-World War II and pre-World War I. If they are, they might. I'm not saying they all don't, but 90% of the collections come into our store. We get $5, $10, $25 for the collection. We're done. And someone's actually just buying it, hoping there's a really good stamp in. But we have a stamp guy who goes through the stamps so that we don't give away a $5,000 stamp for $20. Okay?
Your particular day he's there?
No, you have to bring it in, and we accumulate 4 or 5 collections for him, and then we call him up.
Fair enough.
Okay, yeah, no, just because not to waste his time, and because a lot of the collections aren't good. Now, if you have comics, like a lady yesterday saying, gave me a bunch of comics, I mean, movie books out of 1940. If that same box in that condition had been comics, it would probably have been a $100,000 box. But they were movie magazines, so it's going to be $100, maybe. Okay?
Okay.
But people have this stuff in the. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you. People have this stuff in their basements and they don't know about it. Or Uncle Ed had a collection of cards and he didn't know how, and he would have got them before they were expensive. We're going to be doing our TV show about a guy who's got a $3 million Mickey Mantle card.
And we're going what?
A $3 million Mickey Mantle card from Canada. He's from Hamilton. I hope to be doing it with him.
Why?
Why? Because I like to sell the card for him.
Yeah, but who's going to, do you know the person with $3 million?
I don't need to know that. There's a lot of those people who want to invest in this card. Not only that, it might even go for more.
So why is this an investable card and not the Tim Hortons stuff?
Because the Tim Hortons are making so many. It's like the Last Telegram. It's got to be, you got to have something. The way the collections work is something becomes popular and more people want to buy it than want to sell it. And that's how prices go up in price.
I have a question. So I was thinking, say this $3 million card, right? Don't we have the technology this day and age to replicate something like that?
That's why you have to get certified.
Even if you get it certified, you can make it directly the same, exactly the same. Isn't that possible? That has to be possible.
There is a possibility, but that's where provenance comes in play as well. They have to know where I got it.
Like how much dust is there?
No. It's with other stuff we bought it with. Like, if I go into a guy's house and he's 95 years old and he's got one of these cards, I'm probably going to not worry about its authenticity.
Okay, so now you're being ageist. So what if someone comes into my house and I have that $3 million card, you're not going to think it's real. Because you're like, how? He's only, 29 years old. How is he going to have this?
That's what we have to... That's what we handle. We are professionals. Plus, we know the people are authenticating stuff. And I got to say this. If you have autographs to get authenticated or you want cards to get authenticated... Before the big show, the big sports card show that's coming up, you have to get in touch with us soon, which is 905-737-4653. Because you're going to want, if you want to get the money for it, you have to get it them, as we call slabbed, authenticated and verified.
Or if you do want to bring it to our store or reach us at our store is in Richmond Hill, 10341 Yonge Street, unit number 2. We're just south of the wall. We're on Yonge Street, north of Major McKenzie. If you do want to call us, it is 905-737-4653. You're there Monday to Saturday.
Yep.
Call ahead of time to see if my dad is in the store. Get a little bit of better idea of what you have, or like just some information of what you have, or what, just another perspective, another value, so to say.
We're going to call it a second opinion.
We're going to call it a second opinion or a third opinion, whatever. However, just take the extra time.
It's like a carpenter. You measure twice and you cut once. You get two opinions and you sell once.
Yes, but just take the extra time.
Zoomer Show. You got me. You're looking forward to the Zoomer Show?
I am.
That's right. That's real enthusiasm. I'm looking forward to the Zoomer Show. I'm looking forward to hearing and seeing a lot of the listeners at the Zoomer Show next week. You can get free tickets at our store.
I'm too young for enthusiasm.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.